各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be to you.
在经过九一一之后，在经过这个整个美国经济这么不景气之后，我们仍然能够说平安，这是不容易的事。
It is indeed a thoughtful thing to say peace after September 11 incidents, after so much economical fallout afterwards.
我们刚所唱的诗歌里头有一首我很喜欢的，我们在感恩节也唱了，就是感谢神。
Among the hymnals we just sang, one of which I like personally very much is to thank the Lord.
事实上，我们晓得感恩，我们生活会好过。如果我们晓得感恩，我们生活会更好过。
We know that if we know how to be thankful, then we will be able to live an easier life.
而且我们的关系也会更和谐。
And our relationship will be more in harmony.
圣诞节那天中午，我们一家拆礼物的时候，我女儿对我说。
During the noontime of the Christmas day, as we opened our gifts, my daughter told me.
这是我最小的女儿，才13岁哈。
This is my youngest daughter, who is only 13 years old.
她说，我感谢神，因为。你不是我的牧师，你是我的爸爸。
She said, "I want to thank the Lord because you are not my pastor, but you are my father."
我告诉你，我听的时候，我差点掉眼泪下来。
My tear almost dropped down after I heard that.
就在今天我的虽然这样说，可是他们这次假期他们都不在，只有我一个人在这里啊。
Even though I was talking about this, all my family is actually not with me at this point.
请各位为我祷告。现在我在讲到一品在纽泽西，他也有讲到我的女儿都在那里。
As I preach this morning, my wife is preaching in New Jersey, and my daughters are with her.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，在岁首年终的时候，我们向你献上我们的感谢。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, especially at the end of the year, we want to give you the special thanks.
我们为了过往，我们献上感谢，我们为了前面，我们向主支取力量。
For the past, we want to thank you. For the future, we want to draw the strength from you.
我们求主恩待我们。
We ask you to bless us.
叫我们知道你话语中的奥秘。
So we can know the mystery or the secrets in your heart.
主啊，给我们实行的力量。
Give us enough strength.
感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
明天就是新年除夕了。
Tomorrow will be the New Year's Eve.
照往常一样。
Just like it was in the past.
Boston Common, your first night.
There will be a first night celebration at the Boston Common.
为什么这人的说法都是相对的？为什么是 first night 呢？为什么不是 last night？
I wonder why should it be called the first night and not the last night?
对有些人来说这是 first night, 对另外说这是 last night.
To some people, maybe that's the beginning or the first of the nights, and to some others, it's the last of all the nights.
所以可见是观点跟角度的问题。
Perhaps it is different because of a different perspective.
后来我知道了，原来上半夜叫 last night, 下半夜叫 first night.
Then I realized,Before the midnight is the last night, and after midnight, it becomes the first night.
A first night party celebration 照样进行。
The first night party will go on.
纽约 Manhattan Times Square 的大苹果照样掉。
The big apple would slide down at the Times Square on the New Year's Eve.
不管你心境好不好，你喜不喜欢，你预备好了没有？总之，午夜的钟声一敲响。2002年的门槛我们就到了。
No matter what your mood is in, or whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, as soon as the clock strikes midnight, you will be marching through the threshold of year 2002.
我不晓得你是不是跟我一样，做什么事情都慢半拍。
I wonder if you are like myself. I'm always half a beat slow.
唱歌我了，唱歌慢慢拍，思维慢慢拍，连记忆也慢慢拍。
And when I sing, I'm always half a beat off. When I think, I'm always half a moment behind, and I don't remember the last one.
比如说今年年初的时候，我在写那个 checkbook， 我老是写成2000年。
For example, at the beginning of the year, when I wrote my checkbook, I always noted the year as 2000.
我不知道你是不是跟我一样，到了下半年的时候，哇，2001年呢，不是2000年呢。
Perhaps only after half a year has passed, I start to catch up that it should be the year 2001, not 2000.
等到你习惯写2001年的时候，2001年已经过了。
When you get used to 2001, and 2001 has slipped away.
Yes, 过去一年真不容易过呀。
Yes, last year was a difficult year.
我们好些弟兄姊妹失业了。
Many of us lost our jobs.
在大陆他们说不是失业，你是待业。
In the China, they don't call you lose your job, but they said you're waiting for the next job.
你没有工作了，就是下岗。
下岗 step down.
When you lose your job, means you step down temporarily.
不管是下岗也好，待业也好，反正就是失业。
Whether you're stepping down momentarily or you're waiting for your next job, you're out of job.
我们没想到这次的经济这么难起来，而且时间是这么长。
It's hard for me to imagine that the economical hardship this time has endured so long.
我没有失业过。
I have never lost my job before.
但是我揣想我们当中失业的弟兄姐妹心情。
But I can imagine your feeling or your mood if you are out of a job.
我现在对我们当中你还在待业的弟兄姊妹讲话。
I want to speak to you who are waiting for your next job.
我知道你好像感觉陷在漆黑的隧道或者坑道中。
It's like you are in a dark tunnel.
往后看，后面没有退路；往前面看，前面没有一丝的曙光。
As you look back, there's no place to retreat. As you look forward, the sun has not broken yet.
我知道，我如果问你你是怎么走过来的这一年
，If I ask you how you have come through the past year,
你可能告诉我说我不是走过来的。
You may answer to me that I did not walk through the past year.
我是满身伤痕，心力交瘁，连滚带爬。
I was hurting all over and half stumble, half crawling through this year.
我也对过去我们当中，我们教会当中好些人失去至亲的家人，我也要对你说。
I also like to talk to you for those who have lost their loved ones during last year.
你一定非常感伤，因为你挚爱的亲人不在了。
You feel a great sorrow because your deeply loved ones has left you.
因为这是情何以堪的事情。
This is something, the feeling is so deep that it's hard for you to endure.
告诉你，昨天我们有两个家庭有安葬。
I just want to tell you, yesterday in this church, two elderly or two members of this church were buried.
你想两方面都参加，你都不可能。
You cannot even be in both places at the same time.
传道书的作者说，人归他永远的家，吊丧的在街上往来。
And the ecclesiastes, I'm sorry, described that the mourners are walking, wandering on the street.
我求主安慰的灵与你同在。
May the spirit of comfort be with you.
我也盼望我们在座的弟兄姐妹不要吝惜向我们当中心情不好很难过的弟兄姐妹表达你的关切 关怀之情。
To not be reserved, please do not be reserved in pouring out your comfort to those who are mourning.
我告诉你的一个 hug makes sense. 你的一个拥抱。
Oh, your hug will make sense.
圣经说有人说分享的喜乐是加倍的，分担的忧伤可以减半。
When you share your joy, your joy will double. When you share your sorrow will be halved.
保罗在罗马书说了好极了，他说与喜的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Paul says that you should rejoice with those who rejoice.And be sorrow with those who sorrow.
所以不管你过去的日子怎么样，当然 together 我们往前面走。
No matter how your past had been, and together we will march forward.
那么今天这段经文我很简单分三个部分跟各位来分享。
For today's passage, I will examine them with you in three parts.
首先我们看第一节到第五节这段。
First, let's turn to verses 1 through 5.
那么圣经约书亚记第三章这里有一个字，有一个字叫离开。
Here in
第一节、第三节还有十四节三次提到离开。
In Joshua verses 1 and other places too,
3 and 14,
they always describe the word or descriptively says departing from or leaving or set out from.
离开哪里呢？离开石亭。
Set out from Shittim.
石亭是什么地方呢？在约旦河东。
Where is Shittim?Who is located on the east bank of Jordan River.
那么是以色列他们漂流旷野漂流40年的最后一站。
Which was the last camping site of Israelites after 40 years of wandering.
圣经在这里约书亚对他们说我们要离开。
At Shittim, Joshua told them, now we need to depart from this place.
离开哪里呢？离开挥别过去的岁月。
We should depart from our past years.
不再旷野漂流了。
We'll no longer be wanderers in the desert.
如果我们当中有弟兄姐妹，你还在信仰的旷野里头漂流，我请你不要再漂流了。
If you are still wandering in searching for faith, I ask you do not wander anymore.
因为我们在这石亭在这里，我们就要启程要过约旦河了。
Because we're going to depart from Shittim and cross the Jordan River.
第二，要丢弃旧的思维。
A second is to give up or to give up the old situations like the old skin of the wine bag.
是，非常好。好，新酒要新皮带来装。
The new wine with a new need new skin.
第四节在这里说。
Verse 4 says.
使你们知道所当行的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
You should know which way to go, since you had never been this way before.
前面的路你们没有走过的。
This is the way you have never taken before.
所以你要用新的思维去面对它。
You should use your new skin or new thinking.
你不能用旧的方式、旧的思维来应付新的东西。
You cannot use your new thoughts or the old thoughts or old ways to deal with it.
或者以前的经验，反正一招半式闯江湖。
In the old time, then use only half of your skill, able to stumbling through the society.
这是行不通的。
This will not let you go further anymore.
所以让我们丢弃以前我们自以为傲的东西，我们往前走。
So we should give up what we were proud of in the old days. Now we should march forward.
有一位长辈已经过世了，我们当中有些人可能认识，是张明哲张伯伯的故事。
There's an elderly who passed away is a brother, uncle Zhang Ming. So,
Zhang Ming 这伯伯是在台湾是在政府里头做过事。他曾经是清华大学新竹清华大学的校长，也曾经是国科会的主任委员。
Uncle Zhang had attained very high places in Taiwan, such as the President of a university, such as the head of the National Science Synagogue.
最近一瓶找我们家的资料，他曾经有记录，他说受教于双师两个老师，其中一个吴永长老，另外一个是庄明哲伯伯，受教于双师名下。
My wife went through our own histories and said that she has been students of two teachers. One is Elder Wu Yong, the other one is Uncle Zhang.
那么张伯伯呢？我们知道的人都很敬畏他，很怕他，因为他很古板，很凶啊。
Uncle Zhang, if you know him, and sometimes you'll be scared of him because he's an old-fashioned person. He has a very difficult temperament.
我说很凶，其实对他是不公平啊。我对他不是很认识哈，但是他。他是一个很容易丢弃旧思维的人。
But he is also the person who can easily give up what is old.
他原来的太太很早就过世了，可是他再娶的那时候已经59岁了。
And when he remarried, because his wife passed away, when he remarried, he was 59 years old.
感谢主，上帝赐给他总共这个三个孩子。
We thank the Lord because the new wife has given him three children.
那孩子他五十九岁结婚，等到孩子长大的时候，他已经是不要说七到八十，大概已经七十岁了。那孩子在 teenager 他已经七十几岁了。
When his children attend the age of a teenager, and he himself has passed 70 years.
他这一位伯伯在台湾的时候，什么现代音乐，什么吉他，什么都不要了。
He's not the fond of the modern music.
Yes. 可是孩子长大了，孩子喜欢先听新的音乐，那么他怎么办呢？这个老头总不能说跟孩子没有沟通嘛，所以他就学，他就听，他也喜欢了。
So when his teen-aged children were fond of the modern music, this old daddy. Pick it up and wanted to marry them as well.
后来人听到他说，哎，张明哲、张伯伯改变了。
Says Uncle Chan, you have changed.
哇，他把旧的思维丢了，他进到新的思维了。
He's able to move out of the old and move into the new.
圣经在这里告诉我们说，前面的路你们没有走过。
It says that the road before you, you have never taken before.
这条路没有走过，我们凭什么来走呢？
If you have not taken it before, how do we go about doing it?
我们先把旧的东西丢掉。
So first we cast away our old.
不要再眷恋，不要再依靠。
We will not be relying on them or missing them anymore.
那么怎么来评？前面说，我们后面再看。
Then we're going to move forward.
第三，我们不要再被罪恶来辖制。
Third, we will no longer be controlled by our sin.
你知道在石顶这个地方发生过什么事吗？
You know what happened in the place, Shittim?
在民数记第二十五章里提到以色列人行了淫乱的事。
You see, it's recorded in the Numbers 25, the Israelites committed adultery.
因为石顶是在摩押平原，那么以色列人百姓跟摩押的女子起淫乱。
Shittim was located in the Moab land, and the Israelites committed adulteries with the Moabite woman.
这个女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭。
The Moabite woman asked the Israelites to offer sacrifices to their God.
百姓就拜他们的神。
And the people did so.
就吃他们的祭物。
Ate their sacrifices.
为这件事，神的怒气大大发作。
For this, the God was in great anger.
在以色列营中就起了兴起的瘟疫，击杀他们有24,000人之多。
The plague plagued them and killed about 24,000 people.
所以起来离开石亭往前去。
So get up and leave Shittim and move forward.
不再被罪恶来辖制。
Not to be bounded by the sin anymore.
石亭绝不是以色列人他们的目的地。
Shittim is not the destination of the Israelites.
石亭不是迦南地，迦南地不是石亭。
Shittim and the Canaans are two different places.
只有迦南地才是以色列人要行走的目的地。
Canaan is the final destination of the Israelites.
就好像说，我们行路的时候，我们不能老是留在客栈，或者说你露营的地方，你在那边长久住下来。
Just like as you, when you travel, you will never stay in a hotel or campsite forever.
其实石亭的意思是 acacia trees, 是一种杨的，一种槐树。
Shittim means a particular tree,
acacia
tree.
你在树下乘凉可以，你在那里你造房子就住下来就不可以的。
Underneath the tree may be a cool place for you to take a rest, but it's not place for you to pitch your house.
你在 camping site 在那边扎营露营几天可以，那如果把客栈把露营的地方当作旅程的终点，那就错了。
It is only a campsite, it is not your final destination.
所以让我们有一个祷告。
So let us have this prayer.
我们离开基督道理的开端。
So we can depart from the elementary teachings about Christ.
离开容易缠累我们的罪。
Departing from the sins that so easily entangles us.
离开所谓虚幻的 comfort zone.
Leaving for the force or the miraging like comfort zone,
进入真正的属灵丰盛之地。
So we can march into the true abundance of spiritual life.
再过来，我们一起来看这一段圣经的最后的第三部分，十四节到十七节。
And then verse 14 through 17.
让我们一同来过约旦河。
Let us cross over the Jordan River together.
事实上从三章一节一直到五章的第一节等于差不多两章的篇幅了。这个过去 crossover 这个字重复出现了又出现总共有22次之多。
As a matter of fact, from 3:1 to 5:1, for actually more than two chapters, the word, the description crossover appeared for 22 times.
所以信心需要行动的。这一段圣经你说是The chapters of action, 这是说得通的。
So faith needs action. So these chapters describe the action for your faith.
我们看到这个第二段就是从应该是从第五节开始到十三节这段是他们领受从神来的一些的教训。那么下半段最后半段他们就做了。
So the verses 5 through 13 is like receive the teachings from the Lord, and then beyond the verse 13, they turned the learning into action.
我们现在看这个他们怎么去做啊，他们怎么去实行。
Now let's see how they carried it out.
十四节说，百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。
It says the priests who carry the ark and they lead ahead of the people.
请记得哈，这祭司抬神的约柜往前的时候，要往那个河里头冲。那时候河还是蛮过两岸。
As the priests were ready to set the foot in the river was flowing with water.
请问你有没有这个信心呢
？Do you have this faith？
前面的河水。瞒过两岸你根本过不去可是他们这个祭司抬着神的约柜居然就往前面走了。
As the water is almost overflowing the bank, then the priests were ready to set the foot in the water.
他们不是看到水开了才进去的。
They did not watch until the water stopped before they set the foot.
他们不是看到水从上游那边就断绝了立即成雷然后呢他们在很悠悠哉哉的这样走过去。
They did not wait until the water stopped into a heap before they set their foot.
不是，他们凭着信心就往前冲。
But by their faith they marched forward.
第二
，Secondly，
十五节到十六节这段
，15 through 16，
他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子瞒过两岸。那从上往下流的水便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里就停住立起成雷那往亚拉巴的海就是沿海下流水全然断绝于是百姓在耶利哥的对头过去了
So as the priest set the foot touches the water's edge the water from the upstream stopped flowingIt piled up in a heap at a great distance away. And so the people crossed over the opposite side of Jericho.
他们真正体验了脚一踏到水里头水就分开了。
Their experience were that as soon as they set the foot in the water divided.
就好像他们当年40年前他们过黄海一样。
Just like the way they crossed the Red Sea.
不过对以色列人这一代人来说他们没有过红海的经验。
For this generation, the generation they crossed the Jordan River, they did not live on the time when they crossed the Red Sea.
那一代人除了两个人，就是约书亚和加勒，其他人全部倒闭在旷野了。
Except Joshua and Caleb, all the rest of Israelites have passed away.
所以对这些以色列全会众来说，他们需要体验这个信心。
So for this generation of Israelites, they need to experience this faith.
17节。
Verse 17.
台耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站住站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民竟都过了约旦河。
The priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all the Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing.
我们这里看到是祭司抬约柜站在约旦河中，要等着全部的以色列全过了，他们才上去。
It is who the priest who stood in the water, before they're crossing.
事实上，到第四章会有更详细的说明。
And there will be more detailed descriptions in chapter 4.
对祭司来说，他们要坚持到底，等到全会众都过去了。
For the priests, they need perseverance. Wait for all the people to cross.
所以信心是要实行的。
The faith needs to be acted out.
求主把这样勇气给你。
May the Lord give you such courage.
求主把这样的机会让你去体验。
Gives you the opportunity to experience it.
所以未来这一年，若是有一些困难，不要怕，你可以体验神的同在。
If you have difficulties in the past, do not be afraid, because you will experience the presence of God.
在这个辛苦的这个过程当中，在信心的考验当中，求主给你坚持的意志。
During the difficult time, during the trial of your faith, may the Lord give you the perseverance of your faith.
所以我们感谢神，从这个14节一直到17节，我们看到一件事情，就是这是一个井然有序、纪律严明、配搭完美的一个行动。
So from these verses, we can see it describes a very orderly, very disciplined, very coordinated action.
两百万大军在约书亚的一声令下，他们都过了约旦河。
2 million soldiers crossed the Jordan River with a simple command from Joshua.
那么我们看，这是一个相当令人惊奇的一件事。
Isn't this a very amazing thing?
本来是一群乌合之众的，他们可以一同过去约旦河，而且打仗。
For those who only care for themselves, but they were able to do these things in unity and able to fight for their nation.
我为你给各位一处圣经，在耶利米书第八章。耶利米书第八章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah verses chapter 8,
第十二节
，verse 12.
对不起，第五节
，verse 5。
耶和华说：“你若与步行人同跑，尚且绝累，怎能与马赛跑呢？你在平安之地虽然安稳，在约旦河边的丛林要怎样行呢
？”Jeremiah 12。
哦，对不起，在第十二章第五节。
Chapter 12, verse 5. If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan?
这个地方耶利米提到一个情况，说你不要觉得以前那么累了，以前你是行走在平地，你现在可能要走的是丛林了，那么还要跟马赛跑呢。
What you walked before were flatlands, and what you're going to go through today are in the thickets of a woods, and you're going to compete.With horses.
所以我可以保证你明年不见得比今年更安稳。
So I can guarantee you the next year may not be as good as past.
可能更辛苦。
Maybe even be worse.
哦，我知道大陆来的朋友喜欢用严峻这个字，可能更严峻。
Maybe more difficult.
求主把这样的实行信心的勇气、智慧、坚持都赐给你。
May such perseverance, the wisdom and the will of conducting into actions to be with you.
那么对整个会众，他们是何以有那么大的信心，而且他们可以这样的义无反顾的就走过约旦河呢？
Why did the people have so much faith They are able to cross the Jordan River.
原来从第七节到十三节，他们有一个信心的那边一个造就的过程。
Because they were built up in the verses 7 through 13.
上帝在这里对他们有应许。
Because God has made a promise to them.
应许与约书亚同在。
Promise to be with Joshua.
应许与正如他与摩西同在一样，上帝要与约书亚同在。
The Lord will be with Joshua just like he was with Moses.
那么其实这上帝应许在第一章也出现，那么第三章这里又出现。
The same promise appeared in chapter 1.
所以神的应许是我们可以走过去的一个凭据。
So the Lord's promise is something we rely on that we can make this happen.
那么第四节、第七节、第十一节都提到说知道这个字。
4, 7, and 11 all described about knowing this.
第四节说要让你们知道你们该走的路。
You should know the way you will take.
那么在第七节这里又说使他们知道，这是对约书亚说了，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
So that they may know that I'm with you as I was with Moses.
所以对会众来说要知道怎么前面路，对这个对会众来说，他们要知道摩西是他们的领袖。
To the people, they need to know that Moses was their leader.
那么照着第十一节这里又这里提到，你们就知道在你们中间有永生神了、啊。这是摩西，这是约书亚对会众说的话。
Also verse
11.
The Lord of all the earth are with you.
并且他必在你们前头赶出那迦南的七族。
So they will be in front of you to drive out the 12 men.
所以感谢神，这里 有一个 很好的关系。上帝保证约书亚说这个我必与你同在。上帝保证约书亚说会众必然知道这个他们是立你的，是神立你来接续摩西的。那么约书亚说上帝对会众说上帝必让你们知道他要带领往前走。
Joshua needs to know the Lord is with him, and the people need to know that the Lord is with Joshua.
所以这是一个非常的完整的一个应许。
This is a very complete promise.
第二，我们发现这个能够体验神同在有一个很重要的条件，就是遵行神的吩咐。
To realize the God's presence is to be able to follow all his instructions.
事实上三章这里提到吩咐很多次出现。
The word instructions appeared many times.
官长吩咐百姓，这个约书亚吩咐祭司，约书亚吩咐百姓。
And Joshua instructed the people, the Joshua instructed the priests, the officials instructed the people.
这些吩咐可能是命令，可能是教导，总而言之是有很好的沟通。
All the instructions may be a command, may be teachings, but nevertheless they have good communications.
上帝所教导约书亚了，约书亚都告诉他们了。
What the Lord has taught Joshua, Joshua has taught likewise to all the people.
所以你读这段圣经的时候，你会觉得有点好像不太容易分段啊，因为这里到底谁告诉谁哈？那么好像一直重复一样。不过我们知道，我们上帝的话我们要常常的被提醒被提醒。
So here, to sum it up, it's the Lord's words need to be reminded of us.
事实上第二段就是第七节到十三节这一段，以及第三段我们刚刚的十四节到十七节这段，我们可以做一个对照。
So we can actually compare, the verses 7 through 13 and that of 14 through 17.
所以比如说第八节他们听了神的吩咐，然后是听了吩咐，然后十三节他们就过去了。
Verse 8 says they heard the instruction from the Lord, then verse 13 said they set their foot.
八节跟十三节天听了吩咐，十七节他们就过去了。
And verse 17 that they took into action.
哇，这是非常这个我们看得非常明，很让我们觉得他们实在是有这样的一个有这样的信心的一个表现。
So this reveals their faith into action.
对于领袖来说呢，吩咐他们要走在前头，走在前头。
For the leaders, the Lord ordered and commanded them to lead the way.
在第六节这里提到，可是到第十节、十四节的时候，果然这些利未人、这些就是领袖们，他们就走到百姓的前头。
Verse 6, the Joshua told the priest to lead the way, and verse 14, the priest indeed do so.
他们是真是遵行神吩咐的人。
They follow the Lord's instructions.
谁去遵行呢？第一个是领袖。
Who follows the instructions? The first will be the leaders.
领袖有榜样，会众就容易跟。
If the leaders can set good examples, the people will follow.
所以耶稣亚是遵行神吩咐的人。
Joshua obeyed the instructions from God.
所以他吩咐祭司官长的时候，还有百姓的时候，百姓都听了。
Therefore, when he commands the priests and the people, the people will do likewise.
我们知道下个礼拜我们有执事要就任。
We know the new deacons will be will take their position next week.
So, 盼望我们一起为我们的教会的领袖们祷告。
So I ask you all to pray for the leaders of this church.
那么作为教会 的一起同工的，我们盼望在我们会帐当中，我们在各方面我们有很好的榜样。
I ask and all the co-workers of this church to set good examples for.
好，让我们全教会可以一起来遵行。
So we can all obey together.
我有最后要讲一个故事。
Last, I want to tell you a story.
我认得一对很爱主的一对夫妇从天津来。
I know a couple from Tianjin. They love the Lord very much.
他们彼此相爱。
They love one another as well.
有一年的情人节刚好是农历过年，刚好是同一个礼拜，所以他们就有一个晚会，一个团体就举行晚会。
So there was a party.
那么那个他当中有一位是就是有抽签抽签里头就要回答里头的问题。
And they doing a drawing, they need to answer the question.
这是中国式的，特别过年的时候就是来对春联啊，对联。
It's a Chinese fashion. If someone give you the first sentence, you need to match with the second one.
那么这个弟兄反应非常快。
And this brother has a very quick response.
我告诉他太太反应更快。
And his wife responded even faster.
那么他抽到了弟兄抽到反应是什么呢？的条子是什么呢？
What is the sentence that the brother drew?
那主持人说这是时时为他人着想。
And very often, constantly thinking, worrying about others.
这个弟兄说，这个要对，要跟情人节有关系，对不对？要跟上文也有关系，对不对？那很简单。
So this says I have to match it, and today matching with today's occasion and matching with his first sentence.
他脑筋一转，时时为他人着想，那可不事事替太太操心。
So to match it is I always worry or always concern and care for my wife.
哇，这是上联有了，下联有了。
So they are matched.
那么主持人就问他说，那还有横批呢？
Then what about the one that is crossed on the top, across the door?
哇，这弟兄这个他头发很多啊，一个抓自己抓想不出来啊。
And this brother was scratching his head and says, I couldn't really figure out.
他太太站起来，这还不简单。
His wife says, this is easy.
四个字，说到做到。
You have to do what you said.
我们要遵行神的吩咐。
We have to obey the Lord's instruction.
上个礼拜二我参加祷告会。
Last Tuesday, I came here for the prayer meeting.
我们有英文堂的一个弟兄，他来分享。
A brother from the English congregation came to share with us.
因为每个人都分享，他也分享了。
And he shared as well.
他说：“我希望在年底之前有很多事情该做的事情我都做完了。
”I would like to be able to do everything I need to do before the end of the year.
特别是五分钟到十分钟，其实都可以做完了。我一直都没有做，我一定把它做完。
Some of them I can actually do it in 5 to 10 minutes and still haven't done it, but I would like to finish it before the end of the year.
我盼望我们对主的承诺我们做得到。
I hope that we can fulfill our promise to our Lord.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
虽然前面的路我们没有走过。
Although the road ahead of us we have not taken before.
但是你走过。
But you have.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
求主引领我们。
We ask you to lead us.
勇敢地往前行。
To be brave to move forward.
靠耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Pray in the Lord, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一同来唱诗歌。